This is Channel 1 over in continuation of the visit with Woodard and Miss Annie this Saturday afternoon, 30th of January 1971. Channel 1 over. Beginning of Channel 1 over in continuation of the visit with Woodard and Miss Annie this Saturday afternoon, the 30th of January 1971. Now, this beginning of Channel 1 over. Channel 1 over. And the continuation of the visit with Woodard and Miss Annie this Saturday afternoon, the 30th of January 1971. Channel 1 over. Channel 1 over. And a continuation of the visit with Woodard and Miss Annie this Saturday afternoon, the 31st of January, the 30th of January, 1971.
To feed me.
That's the way you get a good reputation for paying your debt.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Well, I tell you, Woodard, I've owed money right smart off and on, but I tell you what, it's sort of burdensome to me just to think about owing the money. I'd rather, if I could, scrape it up and pay it off.
Pay it
off?
Well, that's what I'm going to say. If I could get my hands on it, I'd take it and pay it, because I might say wake the credit up all these little places around except Bagentuck. Well, when I moved from back over yonder where I was living there, and moved here, I moved from back over there where I'm at now, at 43. And so these people that make it over, I was getting bean hampers. And sometimes I'd go down, you know, and then I'd sit up there half a day at a time, wait on them. They had called lots of Northfield, and they wouldn't let me. I wanted about 100, 200, and they wouldn't fill my orders. And people in the field picking beans and piling them up in the field in the shade tree, and I didn't have nothing to put them in. Well, I bet down here in the Bagentuck, these people down there at Christian, that he was running that store then. And they didn't know anything about me. Well, I started with them down there, and I said I was going to wake my credit up with them. I always made my debt when I had money to pay it with. And I told them I was going to pay them in 1 week or 10 days, I paid them then. And so whenever he sold that store out, and when he changed hands to his son-in-law, run it a while before this other man got it. I don't know who the people got it now. But I went there one day, and had a young fella, and I told him I wanted to get some fertilizer, something I wanted that day. I told him I wanted to charge for a few days. He said, well, let me go around here and see your name around here. So he went around, and he didn't know it. That's the first time he ever seen me. He went around and looked. He said, yeah, you can get it. So your name. I didn't know it till then. They had my name there on the book. But one of them would have paid that.
See, I've got a little something I want to play for Woodard.
Yeah.
And if Miss Annie's close by, she can listen to it too if she wants to.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a little something I took down from the television the other night.
Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir. All right, sir.
Oh, I tell you, them was pretty good days. You know, I heard about the people I know. I knew a lot of people during the Depression. They got along better then than they ever did.
Yes.
Because they didn't know anything.
Yes.
And what little money they had to see it go a long way.
Go a long way.
They
yes.
could take trips and
yes,
and was pretty independent.
Yes, sir.
But you see, they didn't owe for anything.
They didn't owe for anything.
And if you owed for something then, and the money, ready money, was hard to get, wasn't
it? Was hard to get then. Yes. Well, you could buy things cheap, reasonable, but you couldn't get the money to buy it with.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I used to sit down there and eat a meal for 25 and 30 and 35 cents.
Yes.
They're just marvelous.
Yes.
You see? But a lot of people didn't have it.
No.
And I didn't have it all the time either.
Yes.
Because you just didn't have 25 cents.
No. No, it was some bad times. I guess people won't hardly ever face for no time like that. That was what year was that then? When that was.
Oh, I think 32 and 3 along in there. Everybody was not bad, anyhow.
Who was the president? Hoover was the president? Was
yeah.
It? Yes.
That's when FDR came in.
Yes. It was rough for them.
Yeah.
sure was.
Yes, sir. Money was just hard to get.
Yes, sir.
Hard to get.
But as I told you, the most thing I had to buy then, I was one thing hooked me. The most thing I had to buy then was my bread. I raised my syrup and raised meat and raised the lard. Now, them things, I didn't have to buy that because I had that on hand the whole year round.
Yeah.
When I got over, when I did get over a dollar then, I believe I could hold it a little bit longer. I can hold it now because it don't stay very long now.
Yeah.
If I could burn the pocket now, I'd get away from it.
How much fencing and things like that did you do at all? Now that, when you bought them, well, you could make your post.
Yes, sir. Now, where we live at back over there.
Jim, put your chair over there and let me sit.
We had our own land back
over there.
You got
it right
over there. And we had our own post timber then. And, you know, I just thought that's one big mistake I made when I sold that out of there.
Yeah. What's that?
That's a mistake I made when I sold that out of there. Because we had our post timber then. We didn't have to buy it then.
When you sold what?
Of land back across the world.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
That's right.
We raise our horses.
Yeah. Now, when did you sell that?
Well, it sold last. I believe it's been 55 or 60, something like that. Last.
Yeah. Year. Yeah. Sometime.
Yes. I did the. Like, we'll look and see regularly, but something like that.
Well, you just figured you didn't need it.
At that time, I did.
Yeah.
But I see now that I did. Yeah.
You know, that's it. the fella's got a little piece of property now,
yes.
Little land,
yes.
And often it's selling good.
Yes, sir, it's selling.
And he can get his money in time, wants it.
Yes.
He'd say, well, I can just sell this and it'll put me ahead.
Yes.
But you know, here's the thing.
Yes.
Once he sells that, he can't get any more.
No, sir. He can't. That's true. I just wind that up. And
it's going to cost him,
yes,
when he gets in the market itself, isn't,
yes,
it?
Yes, sir. Sure will.
Yes, sir. Yes. And it's been that way a right smart while, hasn't it?
Yes, sir. It is.
So a fella just knows where it's for free. I want her to hear this. I've got this little tape. Let me see.
Yes.
Now this is about horse trading.
Horse trading.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Now this was on television the other night.
Yes.
Don't you know we were talking about over here at one time? We were talking about, let's see, you traded for a horse and you had a pig boot.
Yes.
And the horse had been blind on one side.
Yes.
What was that? And then you got one that had the corn colic.
Yes, that was a mule that had the colic. Well, you start off in the morning with him, looked like he was all right, but nothing wrong with it. And before noon or before the sun go down, while he was drawing up and ready to drop on the ground with the colic. That's what the last time I had it, that's how I carried him back.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now, had the corn colic?
Yes, I guess it was. I don't know what it was.
Is that what you call it?
Yes, sir. Yes, that's what we call it.
How'd you call it that?
I just said it that. Now, some people say might have been something else, you know, that kind of a worms bother horse, they call it a grub.
Yeah.
Some people say that's what it was, but I don't know what it was by that time. Mm-hmm. But I know he would do that. You plowing him, and the time you think he's getting along all right, then in a day or two, he's ready to have a spill of that shit.
Yeah.
And the last time he had it, I carried him back and let him scratch it.
Yeah.
That's who I got him from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now, there wasn't any way to guard against that.
No, sir.
And get a get one that didn't have anything wrong with it, was there?
No, sir. Well, I did. I got another horse. He was one-eyed. He was blind in one eye.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a good old horse. He was all right, healthy.
He was all right?
Yes, he was all right. Wasn't nothing wrong with him.
So he worked all right?
Yes, sir. Yes. But I had paid devil to get it.
$25.
$50.
$50.
He didn't make no $35 credit unless you had something he really wanted bad, and yours was a whole lot better than his. Got to be a lot better.
Yeah, a lot better.
Yes.
Yeah, because he's in the business.
Now, yes.
Let me see. Your soul, or both, you'll get along fine with M.K. Green.
That's the way about horses, eh? One thing about having horses is that you always have a few gate and fence problems. They wouldn't feel good if they didn't cause you a little trouble now and then.
Ben K. Green is an uncommon man. He is a doctor, a philosopher, an author, and a trader. And what he doctors, philosophizes on, writes about, and trades are horses. From the time he rode away from his family ranch at the age of 13 until the present moment, Ben K. Green has spent his whole life in corrals and livery stables and wagon yards, cheating and being cheated, measuring, judging, buying, selling, cursing, currying, and talking horses. Where did that little black horse come from?
That's a stray. I don't know who she is or where she came from. She showed up here in the pasture a few days ago.
She seems to be eating your oats, all right.
Yeah, and somebody will come along in a few days that's missed her. And they may have already missed her and realized the grass is good in this pasture, and they'll be a few days finding her, you know. Either one.
Well, if you were trying to sell me that horse, what would you find good to say about her?
Well, I'd say she's a four-year-old and about 14 hands high and would be ideal for a small rider or a kid. And she's a nice little short blocky mare with small feet and pretty good pony, you know, something you'd be proud of.
And about how much would you ask for a horse like
that? Oh, I'd ask $100.50 for her. I think she's worth $90, but I'd be trying you, you know.
Thank you, worth $90.
She's got much weight, but I wouldn't tell you that.
Now, suppose, on the other hand, you were trying to buy that little horse.
Well, I'd say I wouldn't be trying to buy her, but if I were, I'd say she's long back and short shouldered, and that her eye didn't set out on the side of her head good enough, and that she probably didn't have good enough feet to carry her weight, and she had a short hind quarter, but I'd think she's a rather common kind of a horse that would be worth about $60. Now, would you rather I'd buy her from you or sell her to you? Huh?
In your long career as a horse trader, did you ever get cheated?
Oh, a million times. You get cheated all the time. And it shortens you up. It's good for you. And while you're getting cheated, you always learn a trick that you can use for maybe more than it costs you, too. You know? But the man has never been cheated trading horses. He's been trade but once, you know.
That's the truth. He didn't trade but once.
And that adds this to the deal. You're always you never admit you're cheated. And if an old-timer cheats you or anybody cheats you, you give him, it gives you a certain amount of respect for him. And you don't get mad at him or raise any trouble about how he cheated you. You file it for future use.
Did you ever get stuck with a mean horse?
Oh, droves of them. It's easy. And you might buy a horse for some other reason than his disposition, but a good disposition always helps. And horses are not inherently mean, but they might be inherently stupid, and that makes them mean.
Could be a description of some people.
Oh, yeah, I know some friends of mine that I could apply that to.
How rough was it for a horse trader in the early days?
You had your problems, but it was all fun. It was all fun. And I stayed at it when kids my age were getting them a flivver and stripping it down. And once in a while, a rich kid might get a motorcycle, you know. But the old men at the wagon yards and the livery stables had what I wanted. And I was referred to as being backwards, because I kept some good shod horses and traded horses and stayed at the livery stable and the wagon yard when the other kids were up on Knob Hill, you know.
No regrets.
No regrets. I wouldn't change a day of it.
Ben K. Green wrote the book on horse trading. Hmm. It is called Horse Trading, and you can read it, but you still won't be a horse trader. It takes a lifetime for that. And since life in the West today is all tractors and combines and pickup trucks, take a good look at Ben K. Green. He's likely the last of his breed you'll be meeting.
That sound... You ever hear anything like that before?
That kind of talk, yes. It's just like he said, fellow that ain't never been stuck with training horses, he didn't trade it one time. He sure didn't. Mr. Trashel over here could write up most any kind of book he wanted.
Don't you know he could?
Yes, sir. Him and his father, well, to say his father, that day when he, I think, fell dead, that he was going to take a horse from somebody then.
Yeah.
You know, had bought a horse from him and hadn't paid for him or something. He was going to get him and he died before he got there.
Well, you know, that was sort of the livened up things back in those days, swapping, didn't
it? Yes, sir. And some people made a living. Now, I used to be a man that made no. That's where he made his living.
Yeah. Captain, what's his name?
It was Snowden.
Oh.
Yes. He that's where he made his living.
Captain Jack? Now, what was his name?
I don't know.
Snowden, is that his name?
I don't know what the other part of the name. I don't know.
Well, now, he was there a good while.
Yes, sir. Yes, I don't know whether he raised there or not, but and I, of course, know him exactly. Cause
yeah.
I know my daddy, he traded the horse. My daddy had a horse, I think, just the same age I was. And after I married, I was working that horse. That same horse, but says being him, bone.
Mm-hmm.
Just about the same mother, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working that same horse, he was about 22 years old. And this man bought a woman. She looked pretty good. And he drove that tough buggy, and looked like to me, she was just as gentle as she could be when he drove that, just the way she acted. And they traded. And so I didn't have a sufficient harness. I didn't have a harness with a strap to hold the wagon back off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it to the wagon, hitched it up, and started off there. And every time that wagon run up on and took a heel, she'd go and jump, you know. And I kept on till I got it stopped. And I went and borrowed the harness from another man, lived it, got stuff from him, and put it on. And I worked all right. But nobody couldn't handle it but myself, hardly.
Yeah.
If you get as close to her, somebody might say 20 feet of her, 10 feet, she'd blow, and she wouldn't let you come to a stranger. She wouldn't let a stranger come to her, but I could go to her, and she got used to me anytime. But she wouldn't pull very good when I first got her.
Yeah.
She was, we call what you call a balky horse. She'd stop, stall with a wagon, you know.
Yeah.
And she'd stand right there, and it wouldn't move. But I got her, I whipped her and got her out of that, when I did feed the dog. Why, she worked as good as any horse.
Is that right?
Yes.
Is that right? Well, how'd you go about it, Woodard?
Yeah. How I made her work?
Yeah.
Oh, I was young then, and I just took get me a lever. I have been making up for many times and bought me a brand new buggy whip. When I got home, I didn't have no whip.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't beat it out on her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's what I had to do, but she quit that door and went away.
Just got your buggy whip.
Yes, sir. I thought it was a good one, but I didn't even carry it home.
Yeah.
Broke it down.
Well, a buggy whip was pretty tough.
Yes, it was. Them times. It would
take a right smart punishment, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir. You get a good one, it would. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You get a good one, it would.
You never traded much yourself.
I traded about, I guess all the rest of all the, about, I reckon about 8 or 10 times.
Yeah, but you didn't trade just as to make money out of it.
Oh, no, sir.
I was
trying to get a different horse or a better horse.
Yeah.
And sometimes I got a worse. That's what I was trying to do. Just like you go trade some of your horses over there, you've seen somebody you only want, you thought it was better than them. And if you get it, you don't have what you think you got.
Yeah, so you just get stuck.
Yes, sir.
And then what do you do with it? What do you do then?
I wait till I get a chance to get it off on somebody else. And I always, and if you get it off on the same man, he knows how to, most time I got mine off on the same man. I got mine from Mr. Trashel, him and his father.
Yeah.
Well, his father most had him them down. It wasn't him. And he'd have something else that I wanted. I kept on until I got what I wanted. But he'd make me pay for it.
But you had to pay for it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. $50 was a lot of money, wasn't it?
Yeah, them times was.
Yeah, them times.
Yes, sir. Well, that's what he wants.
Yeah.
But I didn't know nothing else but $50. That's all he knew to say.
Yeah.
And the last horse I got from him, I bought it from his son, his Blanco, Jay, the same one that was there now.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it, and that's the last one I ever got from him. He was pretty good. He was good condition, but he didn't hold up lots of hard work. He couldn't stand lots of hard work, but he was good condition.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have riding horses then. You had work horses.
Work horses. Well, you use them both. So.
Yeah.
Yes. I had a horse. This bay mare. I don't know whether you ever seen or not. I traded to.
Remember, who wants to visit Miss Annie? I didn't want her to stay in here. She take her out there. Mama was out there, and she just loves to talk to Miss Annie. Miss Annie?
Hmm?
Mamma was out there, and she'd just rather talk to you than anybody.
Yes,
yeah,
I think that's
what's going around.
Yes.
Yeah. Turn this way. Come on. Just go around there.
Okay.
Well, give them a little time to visit a little bit.
Yes.
They have so many things to talk about, but when they come in here, they don't talk much.
No, sir, they don't have nothing to say.
No.
I guess it'd be listening.
They got all them flowers and things like that to talk about.
Yes, sir.
And, I don't know what to talk about. I'm never with them, you see.
No, sir.
Yeah. How your dog get along, Albert?
All right, I've got plenty of dogs now.
You got some puppies?
Yes, sir. Dog, I guess they all live. Now, she had them under the shelter, and she took them, moved them herself. She wouldn't carry them under the barn.
Yeah.
And I want to get them out from under there now. What this man name who brought the dog in? The young man.
Nick.
Yes. He mentioned out of the store one day. Said, after I told him about the dog got there, said if ever got rid of the old dog, he wanted them. And so I guess when the puppies get big enough, if he wants the old dog, but the old dog's really getting better every day.
Yeah.
Now she bark at you now.
Oh, will she?
She bark at your wife and them, and they came up every day.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. And she just, if a man, because I don't want no dog for that now, for stock dogs, though, for keeping your stock, catch the, I believe if I tell her to catch that old mule, she was catching.
Yeah.
And as a cow, it's the same. If I go to milk the cow, and she come back, she think I don't want the calf to come back. She ready to mind away from me. She's just a smart dog. She's just getting better all the time.
Yeah.
But I decided if he would brought it to me, you give it to him, and he brought it to me. And if he want to back, if I get a puppy from I let him, if he wants to do, if he would rather have or rather have a puppy.
Let me tell you,
yeah.
He was here this morning.
There he was.
Yeah. He's up the country now, He left this morning before dawn. He went on back up the country.
Oh, he's a Libyan.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Now he won't be back for a month or two.
Won't. Now, of course, the puppies, I think, about next week, about the middle of the week, Tuesday or Wednesday, sometime next week, they'll be about 3 weeks old next week.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
well, now, how's your other dog, the one that comes?
He's still there.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's going to stay at night. And that's the thing, I don't know. After, if I would let her go, would he leave her or stay?
Yeah.
That's what I don't know.
Yeah.
But she getting better all the time.
Yeah. And she follows you.
Oh, yes. She just fell in love with me. Well, I do the feeding and everything.
Yeah. And she likes that.
Yes, sir. And when I first brought her that, she's tempted by the eating, but now she'll eat eat more than I have to give.
Yeah.
But I always try to take care of them, give them some meat.
Yeah.
Milk a cow in the morning was someone we use some at time, you'll keep them buying milk. But I get about 6 quarts. I buy that for them. They get that for the morning breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Now, you give all that to the dogs? You just put it out there where they can get it?
Yes, sir. For each one of them, place to themselves.
Yeah.
I couldn't feed them together. That dog would come there. And this dog I had there all the time. We had to feed them together. They would fight. This dog I had there all the time. He'd been trying to run that other dog away from there ever since he's been there, but he can't do it.
Oh, he has.
Yes, he can't handle him, you know.
Yeah.
But he's been trying to get him to go away from there, and he just look like me. I guess it'd be like some people, you know, look like the other dog wants to stay with me all the time, and look like he's jealous of him, you know, so he don't want him to be with me.
Yeah.
And every time he get around me, he wants to growl, go to cussing, and but I tried to scold him, try to get him out of that all I can.
Yeah.
But this dog, what you send me though, she's getting to be all right, man.
Yeah.
And I believe she gonna make a good young dog a little later on.
Yeah.
I do believe that. But I'm getting, I got to move that now. Some people said they wanted some puppies, but I got to move that now. You know, enough puppies get big enough, you know.
They eat too.
Yes. And it won't be long because they'll be 3 weeks old by next week.
Yeah.
They get 3 or 4 weeks old, you know, you got to carry something to them too.
Yeah.
Yeah. 3 weeks anyway.
Yeah. Well, so now you're going to be in the dog business. You down low and now you're getting up again, aren't you?
Yes. Getting up? Yeah. I don't need that many, though. You take that many, it'll put you out of business.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what you do.
Right.
You just put one of those puppies in your truck whenever you go anywhere.
Yeah.
And some of these children will see it, see, and they just go crazy about it.
Yes. Well, I think people now. See one. I don't know whether they meant it or not. There's four people that I spoke to. Said they wanted to.
Oh, really?
Yes. I don't know. I guess they meant what they said.
Yeah.
Well,
now, how old will they take them? When will they take them?
Well,
right along now.
Yes, another week anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought about. About 3 weeks, if they want them, I want them to start moving them.
Yeah.
And you get 3 weeks old.
You going to get something out of them?
Well, I wanted something out of them. I don't know what they going to be willing to get me for. I wanted something out of them.
You ought to get something out of them for hauling them around.
Yes, sir. And for the feeding old dog, why they said they been here. It was something, don't it?
Yes.
Because I had to give her more to eat, you know.
Oh, yeah.
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 Well, I want something out of them.
Now, you know, Ms. Guthrie don't have a dog up there.
But they was over home last Sunday evening, come by there, and he said he didn't want one. You know, I thought he needed one, but I asked him if he needed a dog. He said no.
Oh?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Well, did they come over there to see the dogs?
No, so they just come by there and just stop there. And I told him I had them. She asked, well, you could see the dog was sucking puppies.
Yeah.
And she mentioned about it, and I thought.
Yeah. What are they up to now, Woodard? What are they doing over there now?
I don't think they're doing anything. Like myself, because he gave her it.
Yeah.
I don't think
well, you got all them cattle.
Yes, sir. They got I don't know where it's sold in it or not, but they got quite a few cattle out there.
Yeah. I think they got more cattle than they have feed right now.
I'm quite sure. But I don't think they got too much feed because I heard him say the other day that said he wanted to buy some more hay.
Yeah. Well, you don't see too much of them, do you?
No, not too much of them.
Yeah.
He goes over by that sometime, you know, and stops. But I hadn't seen him up until Sunday, and about, I guess, I don't know, it was been around 2 months, I guess.
Yeah.
I did see her off a distance because I carried the wife the horse on.
Yeah.
But she lost one of her sister's wife, did his horse on. Yeah. Up there. And we see him passing, you know. We didn't have time to stop talking.
Yeah. Well, now, you all are next door neighbors there, just about, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Well, I guess it's as close as the neighbors be over there, just about. Yes. Well, we get them all right together. We supposed to be.
You don't see each other.
No,
much.
Don't see each other. We're supposed to be, I guess, good humor, friendship with one another. Yeah. And well, I don't have anything against them, and I don't know if they had got anything against me. I don't know.
Well, did you used to see them more than you do now?
No, so just about like
back in Mr. Guthrie's days.
Just about like this. I used to sometimes go over there more often than I do now. Back at them times, myself, you know, sometimes some Sunday evening, I just put the saddle on the horse and and ride on over there, you know, like that. But,
yeah.
It's just about like it is.
And just riding out, just go out, just
yes,
to see the country.
Yes, sir.
Well, yes. And then that way you can keep in touch.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, we all got along all right together. Them, all the people around there, I guess, you know, they had no trouble. You take this man who got burnt up over here the other week, you know, Mr. Boyd, but he was about the worst. Some neighbor was in that section, you know. You know, way back in his days, I just say that, you know, he just, well, I guess he, I don't know whether he's trying to bluff a lot of people or not, or call himself a bad man, you know, when he had good eyesight and well, I guess felt pretty good himself, you know. He had some hogs used to be around that scrub, and they would bother people, you know, like they'd come near your place, they'd come in, and he started to hide out there and the scrub to watch to see what you gonna hurt in them or this stuff like that. You know. He was about the worst neighbor who used to be in there, but before he left, you know, he tried to change up, but I guess his condition or whatever made him change up. Cause he said a good deal about me. I said I killed some of his hogs, and I didn't kill him. I tell you what I did do. The hog got him a cornfield, and I caught him. And he had a little house down there. Where does this fellow John stay down there, just on the corner right there? He had a colorful kid and had a little car, and I got him to carry the hog to him. And he claimed the hog died, you know, so I got him too hot to die. And he had a whole lot to say about that. He didn't say it to me, but he just said it to different people about it. But after his wife died, he come over to my house and asked me would I forgive him for everything what he have said or what he have done. I told him, yeah. He said, if I wanted him to get on his knees to me, I said, is that a good way? Then he would do it. I said, no, I don't want you to get on his knees. I forgive you what you did.
How long ago was that, Warren?
That was just about 3 months after his wife died. Do you remember when she died?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was about 3 months after she died.
Yeah.
Then,
that made a difference for him when she died.
It made a difference. It made a big difference because he had nobody to look to then. His eyesight is getting bad then, but she was attending all of his business.
Yeah.
Tax, bank, and everything, you know. And so and his eyesight is getting too bad then for him to see enough attention. And so I guess that's the reason he change up like this. That was the time I tell you about. He comes bringing some of his papers.
Yeah.
Business over at the meeting.
Yeah.
See after first.
Well, you know, people were back in them days. A lot of people were right scrappy.
Yes, it was.
And they just wasn't going to take anything off of a fellow, wasn't
no,
they?
No, sir. That's right. Also, they. Well, some of them called themselves, I don't know, a bad ring. You take like the Zedrows and Rothschild. I guess you heard a lot of talk of them.
Yeah.
The older head. I don't know. Of course, ain't no young Zedrows. Bruce got a boy there. But Bruce Zedrows, he said that he used to be one of them, what you call a, I think a raw dog, I guess what you call
it. Yeah.
He's because of a bad man, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess some people is about to play it out now.
Yeah. Bad. Well, you kind of miss them now. They're gone, don't you?
Yes, sir. And other words, by man playing bad, you know, he don't, cause he don't go too far now, does he?
No.
No, he don't last very long.
No.
The better he acts, the longer he lasts.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I think about it.
But them days, they could get away.
Oh, they went a long way. They scared a lot of people, you know. Had people scared of them, you know.
Yes.
Don't bother so and so, that belongs to Mr. So and so.
You call him Mr.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now, which one was that over there of the at Rochelle? Which one was that?
That's the one live up at an oak tree. I think he's living yet. He's an old man. He broke. He was trying to ride some horses here a few years ago.
Yeah.
And he fell off and broke his hip bone.
Yeah.
I think he's living yet. It's Bruce, is that right?
Bruce.
Yes.
Bruce,
up there by the railroad.
Yeah.
Yeah, about a half a mile this side of Rochelle coming back.
Yeah.
Back this way.
I've seen his boy.
Yes, sir, that's right. The boy, yes.
Now, his boy never was, right?
No, sir. Boy never was like his daddy.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been known his boy all that way. But his daddy used to be, he called himself, one of these bad men, you know. And
I do remember this boy said he'd run away from home.
This boy.
When yes.
Yes. Well.
Now I forget the circumstances.
Yes,
whether it was daddy was too rough on him or what it was.
I guess that's about the trouble then, I reckon.
Yes, he ran away from home and got into all sorts of things.
Yes. Well, I guess that's about the trouble. But he since that time, I think he got two boys, and the other don't stay home. And I think this one stays there with him, and I think he's about the old man you have to depend on now.
Yeah. Do you know the girl?
No, sir, I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
She stays there at home?
Yes, sir. She's there with
him. I don't know.
And the mother's dead now.
Well, now, did you ever run into old man Zantra, old man Bruce?
We had kind of a little halfway run in one time because it wasn't none of his business, but he just took it on his own. It was a piece of land over there, not far from where I used to live at back over there. It belonged to a colored woman. She lived. They used to, you know, kept him around when they were living there. I think nursed some of his children, so lady did. And He said, I rented that land from her. And when time come to collect the rent, he come that one night. I don't know, he had a car full. I don't know, I rang his wife. I don't know who else his car full of. It was after dark and he come and he told me where he come from. Collect the rent. I told him I'd pay him the rent any time. And he come up a little kind of talk between us there at that time about it. But I wasn't afraid of him. I told him just what I thought about.
Yeah.
And I told him that when they meet me over there and we'll measure the land and I'll pay for it. I told him I had the money to pay. So he did do it. And that's all we ever had.
Yeah.
After that, then he treated me all right.
Well, now, what did he think you was trying to do?
Well, he thought I was trying to cheat the woman out of them. You know, that's what he said. He thought.
Yeah.
That's what he said. You know, but I, so you know, wouldn't be honest, wasn't gonna be honest with her about the rent. You know.
Oh yeah.
I was gonna wait for land, whatever paid for.
Yeah.
That's what he thought.
Or he was taking up for her.
Yes, sir. He's taking up for her. Yes, sir. That's it.
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
But he was pretty scrappy.
Well, I guess so. He beat them kind of. I tell you, a lot of them people know what they call. Like I said, Mr. Boyd and I, Mr. Bradley up here, Davidson, he have told me they had some little running about the hogs, you know. I don't know, you might have heard it. And he said he made Mr. Bradley, he told me that out of his own mouth, cry like a baby. Mr. Boyd, that man who got burned up over that other day. And he told me out of his own mouth. And he said that, and I know it's true or not. What he said to Mr. Bradley and what he said, he went to Mr. Bradley's house or something. And he said, made him cry like a baby.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
He rough with him.
That's what he said.
Mr. Bradley's a lot bigger than he was, wasn't he?
Yes. And Mr. Bradley called himself one of them, I think it's the way he talked, like, I hear him talk to people, like, he called himself one of them who tied the bear his tail.
Now, what was that, was it?
For one of them who tied the bear.
Yeah.
Who tied
the bear? Yeah. I thought he'd been pretty well, he'd take care of himself pretty well.
Brad.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I seen this fellow who colorful used to live there, which is Robert Lee. I don't know if you know him or not. I think he told him he cleaned up some land there, burning oil stone. That's all cold like it is now. Burning oil stone. Told him if he dropped any of that oil stones out there in that road, there was a sand road along there then, dirt road, and it punctured his tire, what would be the consequence?
Yeah.
That's what he told him. I reckon this fellow was scared of him too.
Yeah.
I think he thought something would happen, sure enough.
Yeah.
But as I told you just now, these fellows what used to be bad men, they went for bad, but you know, the bad men don't go nowhere in these late years, you know.
No.
Other people ain't got no better sense than they is.
No, it don't work the same way.
No, sir, don't work. Don't work very good.
Bullies.
Yes, sir, that's right. They call it bullies, you know.
When you went to school, there always some bully around.
Yes, sir. Always. You found one every once in a while. Yes, sir. Found one every once in a while.
Carry a knife and
yes, sir.
Act big.
Yes, sir.
Faye,
uh-huh.
We've had a nice visit.
Yeah.
I guess we better go, too.
Yeah.
Well,
let me tell you. Well, yes. When you run out, you come back down here, and I'll try to save you a little.
Well, now, you know.
And I've got some more in this other shed there.
I know, but I'm thankful for what you done. I'm thankful for it. I don't want to keep running here worrying you and hauling off your head. But whatever.
Well, I ought to be able to put up enough little extra for you whenever you need some.
Well.
Because
I still appreciate that.
I haven't got many animals, you know. I don't. If I tell you what,
yes.
One time over here, since I've been over here, I had so many animals, and I had that drought, and I had to buy feed for them, just about broke me.
Yes, sir.
And I haven't had nerve enough to stock up since then.
Since then, no. What's the damage to this thing?
Well, I must owe you. You've been bringing sweet potatoes over here all this time.
Oh, no, I don't think you owe me.
They, who owes who? I think I must know Woodard.
If anybody in debt, it's me. I know you're not in no debt. I know you're not in debt.
Well, I don't think we owe you anything.
Ma'am?
We start,
you don't owe
I mean,
us.
You don't owe us anything.
No.
We may owe you some for those
no.
wonderful sweet
no,
potatoes.
No, ma'am.
Oh, we did enjoy those sweet potatoes.
Yes. Y'all don't owe me a thing, because, you know, it seems like me. I'm the head now. Look like me. I got the best in there now.
Yeah.
Look the way it looks to me.
Well, the head
was more than potato.
That's the best way to be. Stay ahead, you know.
Well, if it's that.
Coleman, I want you
yes.
to stop. I tell you, we were going to bring Miss Daisy up. She was a little tired.
Yes, ma'am.
Could So I want you to stop there and speak to her.
Okay.
And Ben.
Yeah.
And
Ben is home.
Ben is home and on the porch.
Yeah.
So be sure you stop and speak to her.
All right.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yes. All right, man. Yeah. Where's my crowd at?
Your crowd's right in here.
Yes.
Now this is well along in channel one over around 6:50 or 6:60, and the end of the visit with Woodard and Miss Annie this Saturday afternoon, the 30th of January 1971. This channel one over around 6:50 or 6:60, and the end of the visit with Woodard and Miss Annie this Saturday afternoon, the 30th of January 1971. Now this is a long, way long in channel one over, around 6:60 or 6:65. And the end of the visit with Woodard and Miss Annie this Saturday afternoon, 30th of January 1971.